Okay, so I'm continuing my walk around the official opening here of Windrush Square in Brixton, and come across a friendly face. I've come across Dougald. So Dougald on Twitter, D-O-U-G-A-L-D. Please do follow if you don't already. Dougald's kind of main background, and I think his whole purpose being here, is the wonderful Space Makers and the whole Brixville project happening here in Brixton. So Dougald, brilliant. Please do explain what is happening with Brixton Market and Brixville and Space Makers. What have you been doing since Christmas?
So last year there were 20 shops sitting empty in the middle of this amazing indoor market up to one end of Brixton Market. Market that was known as Granville Arcade. These days it's called Brixton Village, but most people still know it as Granville. And it's this fantastic sort of double story 1930s market arcade with this kind of asymmetric grid of streets and some open-fronted stalls and some kind of glassed-in shops, but it was really struggling last year for various reasons. And so Space Makers got involved because one of the things that we're really interested in doing is figuring out how you can make creative reuse of unused or underused space and how we can rethink the spaces in which we spend our time.
Yeah, so it was, I suppose, also vaguely recession-led. So sadly, Brixton Village, Granville Arcade, it had seen better days, and it may be some kind of knock-on effect. If you have like one or two empty shops, the rest aren't going to survive. A kind of busy market with anybody in is great. So you've had, well, you've been occupying this space and having cheaper rents for people to go in there and put stuff on. But I've been really, really impressed, blown away by the weekend events. Is it worth mentioning some of the past weekends that have taken place there, please?
Yeah, I mean, we've had basically, so we brought in a load of both new businesses and creative projects into the empty shops. And the first thing we realised was that if we were going to make it work for everybody, we needed to encourage more people to come down and visit the market on a Saturday. So basically every Saturday now we have food tastings, we have pop-up performances, we have workshops. Today there's an author giving a reading at the Art in a Van space. And there's just all sorts of stuff going on. So it's this idea that the market is a place where you come and you buy things, and you know, it's a place where people have businesses, but it's also a sociable space, a place where you come and hang out and you meet friends and you meet new people and you catch a performance and you know, you just have a good time. It's a space to spend a day. And so we've done different themes every week. So we had a cultural festival with a sort of Latin American carnival. We had a Valentine's special with speed hating and all kinds of things. But really what we want to do is just for that to become the normal thing that happens at Brixton Village every Saturday. And so what we started doing now is on Tuesday nights having a public meeting at the Dog Star, which anyone can come down to, where they can find out how to get involved and where they can bring ideas for stuff they'd like to do in the market. So 6:15 on a Tuesday night every week at the Dog Star, if you come along to that, then that's sort of the opportunity to become part of the gang of people who are making Brixton Village work as a space for the community, for the existing businesses in there, for the new businesses that are just starting up in there.
That's what I think has really worked. What I think has been really, really positive has been having people like yourself with some really in-depth knowledge about how to use this space and just like working on the ground locally with people. So when I've been walking around, it hasn't just been people from Space Makers who are doing great things, it's the existing market traders there. People are like learning off each other, so they're learning from you, you're learning from them about the local area, and somehow it's just all really falling into place.
Well, it's really nice that that's kind of how you've seen it and what you've picked up from coming down, because that's certainly what we've aimed to do. It's the kind of the philosophy behind the way that we work with Space Makers is all about unlocking the energy and the potential that's already there in a situation, not parachuting in and thinking that we can kind of change everything and make everything happen, but going, there is so much talent and so much kind of passion and commitment to this place already. All we're trying to do is just hook people up in ways that allow that to flourish and to happen.
So what, please, is the future for Space Makers in Brixton, or also maybe in Lambeth as well? I know Space Makers were mentioned at a Lambeth Council full meeting with possibilities elsewhere in the borough. So what's happening there and also in Brixton, please?
So I hope that we're going to be involved with Brixton Village for a good while to come, because I think that you know, there's still a job to do to to bed in what's been going on there and to figure out how you can keep that spirit going at a point where there aren't going to be as many rent-free units available. So we're looking at different ways that we can kind of bring other cultural organisations in to help support that, that we can get the events to be something which is almost sort of self-perpetuating, and that we can really make this kind of new spirit and flavour of the market that's grown up over the last few months something permanent. And apart from that, we're looking at other projects working with Lambeth Council. We're in the early stages of a project in Streatham and West Norwood with Lambeth. We're also hoping to get the council more involved with Brixton Village, because obviously, you know, they've been instrumental in making the connections, and I think it's really important that they are part of sort of cementing it and making sure that the legacy of what we've been doing over the last few months is something long lasting and, you know, really beneficial to Brixton Town Centre for the long term future.
Wonderful. Okay, so I think maybe to wrap up, I think things we need to say. So you can follow Spacemakers on Twitter. So space and then M-A-K-R-S.
M-K-R-S.
M-K-R-S. And there's also the Brixville tag, B-R-I-X-V-I-L-L, as a hashtag. And my friend here, Dougald, D-O-U-G-A-L-D, maybe more kind of on the ground stuff. So the Dog Star on Tuesdays at 6:15-ish,
yeah.
Come along, but also just come along to Brixton Village itself and like walk around, talk to people, see what they're doing, spend some money, hopefully support the local economy,
eat some good food, drink some amazing coffee from Federation Coffee. There are so many things that you should be coming down and checking out. It's a great place to be.
Yeah, well, thank you for your time, and I think thank you as well for coming really into the area, because it has made, I think, a really generally a huge difference.
Thank you, Jason.